I'm Ella. I'm 9 years old.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I'm 12 years old.
Hi, I'm Shay, and I'm 5 years old.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute
on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, everybody, and good morning, kids commuters. Here we are in a brand new week for the Kids Commute. This week's theme is weird instruments, some things that you may never have heard of, and quite a few of them are very old. Today we're going to start with one that might be a little bit familiar to you, because last week, Brett Kelly, Interlochen Arts Academy trombone major, introduced us to our friend, the trombone. Well, we're going to hear a very early version of the trombone today, known as the sackbut. This was very popular in the 15th century, invented around the 1400s. It might be even older than that. The name comes from either Spanish or from French. For instance, in France, it comes from the word sacer, to pull, and buter, to push. Or from Spanish, it is sacar, to draw or pull, and bucha, a tube or a pipe. This is because, if you recall, a trombone is basically a long trumpet, so you have a bell on one end, it's brass, a long tube that you blow through, and then the big thing that makes it a trombone, the slider, the big thing that you slide back and forth that changes the pitch of the instrument depending on where you push the slide. So this is just basically a very ancient version of the same instrument that Brett Kelly was playing last week. To give you an idea of what the sackbut sounds like, we're going to hear a sonata by Giovanni Priuli.
Thank you.
That was music of Giovanni Priuli, a sonata for the sackbut, our very old trombone that was performed by the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble. Hope you enjoyed today's Kids Commute and you have a fantastic day. Tomorrow we're going to meet an old instrument with a really fun name, the hurdy-gurdy. So have a great one today. We'll see you here at this time tomorrow for the Kids Commute. Hasta mañana.